Phil Leonis, Ilana Rain and Dean Haglund in downtown Los Angeles. Alex Leftuk, Ed Wellman, Nicola Clancy and Tasha Turney in downtown Lincoln, England. What's not to love, especially if you're measuring time via the Mayans?
The following takes place between the hours of 5:02 p.m. and 6 p.m. GM. The UK broadcast-a-thon is about to end.
Oh, we will in about 3,000 seconds from now. But that's just not to panic people. It's just the way things actually are. Hopefully Harman will be coming up very, very shortly with a truly wonderful thing. Ed is already on the line looking to actually lay it down, focused on, and actually coming on through. We're already tracking the system down in the machine, and it's rather like a sort of finally exciting thing. We're not quite DMOB happy, but, you know, the joy has continued, and we'll hopefully be connecting one more time with our Los Angeles people as well, as far as the whole system is actually concerned. Don't forget, actually, stay tuned after we've wrapped up at 6 o'clock because Sharon Harriman will be back with, I think, probably the penultimate drive time show for the midweek, for the sort of session. Anthony Cafferty has actually just come into the studio. I wonder why. Why are you in the studio, Anthony?
Hi, Alex. I've actually come in to say that Ed can't get hold of Darren.
Right. That's okay, then. Well, you know, these things happen. Maybe you should actually try and get hold of Cameron Tilbury instead. There we are. There's a solution. You can go through there, sort out, see if Ed can actually get hold of Cameron Tilbury, and then there is a backup plan in place, which is basically the rule of thumb for actually dealing with any kind of possible global catastrophe or, indeed, experience that's taken us through the last 5,100-odd years. If in doubt, actually go for a backup plan. OK, so moving on, we gave our little thanks to a whole heap of folk earlier in the production. Still to come, as I say, a whole manner of wonderful things, including, as I say, the Mike Dooley Thought for the Day and final Mark Dooley interview with, of course, those last two questions in full force. And Liz Brewer will be coming on stream as well. So great stuff as far as that's actually concerned. We're going to keep you going with the very best in musical tunes and selections as well, because, frankly, you deserve no less. And a reminder that you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. And this is Lincoln's first community radio station, Lincoln to the World, doing a whole range of magical things here. Time, I think, to play my favourite Christmas tune, pretty much of all time. No, it's not Fairy Tale of New York, it's this. Thank you, John Lennon. Thank you, Yoko Ono.
So this is Christmas.
If you've been tuned in for the last few hours, you'll know that the solution that we've put forward to Barack Obama, world leaders across the globe, yes, Vladimir Putin, we refer to you as well, and all friends of the whole universe, is give up your gun, get a ferret. Okay, there we are. Bring on the ferrets. Ferrets for guns. I know it's going to go down well with Cameron Tilbury. Yes, Cameron's back. Hey!
Hello.
Well, Darren Harmon, we were getting his voicemail. We weren't getting him in person, which is fine. So we've got another alternative thing. We have got Lay It Down all lined up, which is how we're going to sort of introduce him, and he can do a back announcement, and we'll squeeze it in from there. But Cameron, as one of our regular contributors, indeed, you know, sterling contributors to the whole thing, thank you for the many artists you've actually brought to us. We had a big thank you earlier in the production where we actually, prior to going off to hosting the whole system with Martin Jarvis and Rosalind Ayres, we sort of thank all the phone folk who are actually there. Have you enjoyed the Myathon?
It's been great. You know, I've been tuning in. I've listened to the whole thing, but I've been tuning in at different points over the course of it. And I got to say, I am really impressed with how you guys have done it. It's been fantastic, and it's great that we could be just a small part of it.
High five, Ed. High five, I think. There we are. Not quite finished, but we'll get there in the end. Obviously, some of our other girls have not turned up. Nicola Clancy might arrive. We don't know. But, Cameron, any particular favourite bits, some of the bits you've tuned in on?
I was listening to some of the stuff you were doing with Combat Radio before you came to me last night. Mm-hmm. Well, last night my time, early this morning
indeed.
For you. By the way, I'd been in bed for an hour because it got to 10 o'clock and I can't stay awake that long.
Exactly.
It was great. And hearing some of our artists that you've never talked to before, mm-hmm. like
Tony Kennedy. Yeah, exactly.
And just really impressed. So it was good.
So we're good to go to extend the contract into 2013, then, I take
it.
Let's do it. Well, here we go. That's impressive. Nikki Wells, very impressed as well. So nice little literary features as well from that perspective. OK, Darren Harmon, this is the tune we've actually chosen. This is one he's actually chosen. We're hopefully going to get him on the phone as well, as we've actually sort of said happy trails to yourself. But we need to ask you those last two questions. Ed, last two questions for Cameron, please.
Cameron, have you had a selection of interesting telephonic links with us today?
I certainly have. You guys have been fantastic, and I'm just really pleased to have been a part of it.
So have you. And can we do it again in the new year?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Not 25 hours, so we're going to save that. You know, that's probably going to be wee wild way, you know, we'll just work through that. But the show will be back in its normal, perfectly formed, shapely form. Would you like to actually introduce Darren Harmon? Lay it down.
Yeah. Now, I know he's sitting around the phone waiting for you now because he had his mobile on and it lost its signal. And he says, oh, that's never happened. So maybe he should lay it down. This is Darren Harmon, and Harmon, a song co-written by him and my wife, Jolia, called Lay It Down.
We knew it would be good. We knew it would be splendid. We'd played it before. It starts off nice and quiet and then builds to a crescendo of quality. Darren Harmon, lay it down. And you're on the phone at present, are you not, sir?
I am. We connected.
Yeah, as was always the way. We knew we'd put the surf out there. The magic would come through. And co-written, of course, with Jolia Tilbury, who has featured with Up All Night, a whole heap of other scenarios on there. Darren, it's a delight for you to actually be on the show. At least it's a delight for us, I should say. Hopefully it's fun for yourself as well. I don't know. It's very crazy. It's the 25th hour. You've got to excuse us. Sometimes we go a little bit demob happy. Ed, questions for Darren.
Darren, how do you write that? Do you start with the harmonies, the bass line, or the vocals?
Well, that one was an interesting one. I just got together with Jolia, and I had a couple of different little things on the guitar I'd put together. I said, well, what do you want to do? And she said, well, I like that one. So let's just start writing. And just it's funny because we start talking and chatting like you would with anybody you just meet, and that was the contents of our conversation, just how to lay down stuff in life that just kind of you need to lay down.
I kind of picked up on the bass line also that kind of goes down in steps through that song, which kind of fits the words really, because you're constantly sort of grounding the music and yourselves. Lovely song.
Thank you.
I think we've got another winner, which is the important thing. So, classic stuff on that,
right?
Point of view.
It's a great track to end the world on, right?
You know.
Well, if we have to, we. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's going to be good. Whereabouts are you based, Darren? Are you Nashville based? Whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm up in Canada.
So we've gone back to
Canada.
As is ever the case, you know, we go north of the border to actually sort of seek solace and happiness. It's very important.
Exactly.
Yeah, brilliant. Darren,
as long as our heaters are working.
Yes.
Very crucial. Okay. Yes. It's been truly wonderful in every sense of the word. In fact, we're going to give you your very own little Mike Dooley thought to actually ponder on for a few seconds, so stay with us for this.
Sure. It's the way you think. That's your purpose. It's never been about what work you choose, what gifts you develop, or what niche you fill. Let these be for your pleasure. Think only as you can think, which will lead to feelings that only you can feel, from which connections will be made, lives will be changed, and worlds will come tumbling into existence. This is why you're here. Thanks, the universe.
And there we have it. Darren Harmon, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this, the Myathon, Siren 107.3 FM, Chilpack Hollywood, Compact Radio Special?
I have, and like I say, it's good to connect. My cell phone has no service, so I hope the first sign of the end of the world isn't the cell phone towers going down.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, we can't say anything, obviously, but, you know.
Yeah, I hate to be ominous, but.
Don't worry. I take it then, assuming it's all good, you'll be good to go and join us once again in 2013.
Absolutely.
And if we played those lads from Liverpool entitled John, Paul, George and Ringo, would you have any objection?
You know what? I think I'd be cool with that.
The first lady of etiquette in any social situation, it's the one and only extra specially lovely Liz Brewer on the midweek drive.
Yay! I tell you, Liz, if there was one choice of an individual that after featuring, I don't know, over 50-odd guests in various ways, probably 60 or 70, I think I've lost count temporarily, it would obviously be A Good Self, Liz. Well done. I mean, we started it in many ways with Tallulah Rendley, your ace daughter, and now, of course, we're back with Your Good Self, because as we said, you know, if the world did end on Friday and the Mayans had got it wrong, they needed to contact Your Good Self, and your solution, a mammoth street party. Genius.
Well, I'm still here.
Exactly. And you were saying people are looking in the streets saying, Liz, you're still here. Yes,
oh,
it's all right.
Funny. Absolutely. I've just come back from a sort of Christmas lunch and they were toasting living, which is great.
So we should.
Yeah.
You know, people forget it. We've taken it for granted so long. You know,
yeah.
we should work on that. And maybe it is a serious sort of perspective on the whole thing. So what did you think when you got called by The Guardian to actually provide your thoughts on the end of the world? I mean, obviously, we had the independent scholar John Major Jenkins, the Maya expert. We had the surviving Armageddon prepper, the preparation person, Michael Sanderson. And we had the positive thinker, who I thought was probably a little bit off base in all sorts of ways. With anybody who actually starts off with our Twitter, hiya, I think is, you know,
true.
Inherently.
Hiya, the world of the world.
You know, lots of loves, hugs.
I have to tell you, well, first of all, because I was very flattered to be asked to organise the ultimate party for the end of the world. But it did make me think, because what would you do? And it is a time when you would think, well, the end of the world is happening. Who do I want to be with? Where do I want to be? What do I want to do? And you would want to be with those, your loved ones, and those closest to you. But at the same time, maybe it is a cause for celebration, and it would be, as I said, we Brits are amazing. When it comes to a significant celebration, we really do push the boat out. And I just envisage this sort of united street party from one end of England to the top of Scotland, north, south, east and west, and everybody would empty their cellars, empty their fridges, wear whatever they liked, dance, do whatever they wanted, and a connection, huge great screens everywhere connecting us all. And I just thought it would be wonderful.
As ever, Liz, you've managed to effortlessly put your finger on the pulse, and as we said earlier, it's little so wonder that Pippa Middleton stood no chance in terms of the etiquette manners when you sort of when we wheel out the big guns, you know, Lisborough very much there to the fore. Ed,
do you know what? From what you say, we've had the Olympics, we've had the Jubilee and all of that. We've had a bit of feel good, but we're not very good at keeping it there, are we?
No, we're not. You know, I'm sort of interpreting this. This has been forecast for thousands and thousands of years. And I'm sort of thinking, seriously here for a second, that it could be. This is apparently, you know, it's an emerging of energy, which is suddenly coming, as it were, to a head. And rather than the world coming to an end, which scientifically I don't think could possibly happen at the moment, but rather than that, maybe it's a beginning, it's a sort of rebirth, and maybe everything's sort of going to come wham, bang, thank you, ma'am, and everybody's going to sit up and realise, okay, we've gone through a seriously bad time. Let's look forward, and let's look forward to things now being, as it were, anew. And new beginnings and new thoughts, and let's all start being positive again.
I'm with you. Energised throughout. I mean, this is the magic words of Lisborough once again, sorting the whole thing through. www.lisborough.com. Truly wonderful. Highlights of 2012 for yourself, Liz? I mean, probably too many to list, but any particular ones?
Wonderful highlight. I will be, of course, whizzing over to Moscow once a month, doing a 3-day class. For,
we haven't forgotten,
British etiquette.
Yes.
At the First Academy of Etiquette in Russia, in Moscow.
Splendid.
So it will be very interesting.
I don't know if our Russian friends quite know what they have got in store for them,
I
but
don't
it's
think
wonderful.
They have. But they're so eager to learn, it'll be wonderful.
Splendid, exactly. Probably interesting to compare your experience with the wonderful Russian folk and, of course, a Ladette to Lady. But perhaps we'll go there at a later time.
Very much so, but you do realise, Alex, my great celebration at the moment is the fact, as you're probably aware, I've been working hard for the last few years to get the Russian Arctic Convoy veterans, most of whom were based in Scotland, and are now in their mid-90s that the medals that they deserve and should have been awarded under Eddie Grenfell. All these years, and last year and the year before, you know, I was significantly trying to get attention. I even marched to Downing Street, you know, and delivered a letter.
Yes.
I gave a big party at the House of Lords to get recognition, and finally, they're getting them.
We had no doubt but that you would succeed, Liz, as you know, right from the start, ever since our first meeting at that charity luncheon, or indeed charity evening do for the Galapagos Island tortoises. I always felt, yeah, Liz Brewer, she's a success. She's a winner.
Thank you.
Yeah, evidently so. It seems so crass to ask those last two questions at this time, but I'm going to do it in any case. Liz, reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this My FM special. Blended with us. It's the first time I think we've wrapped up after doing 24 hours and 26 minutes and 27 seconds. Well, it's a state of mind, Liz.
Just getting into the stride of it, actually.
I think so. You're ready for that. But Sharon Harriman, who's dressed as a very fetching Santa helper, really, or possibly Santa Claus or Mrs. Claus. Very impressive.
Yes, yeah,
I was very surprised. I thought it was extraordinary. Anyway, but Sharon Harriman will be coming up next. We still might squeeze in one last link with Los Angeles. We've got this interview with Mike Dooley as well, plus a few final little treats, but I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link, and can we look forward to connecting with you in 2013, Liz?
Oh, please do, absolutely. I look forward to it enormously.
Liz Brewer shall return. Of that there is, quite simply, no doubt.
Christopher David went walking one day on a grassy knoll underneath the sun. He skipped through a carpet of daffodils and daisies, looking for a ladybug of love. He met Spencer the spider, dressed all in black, weaving his web of sorrow. Have you seen the ladybug of love?
My web crumbled, he it would not hold her.
Christopher David went running on his way.
Oh, Christopher David, David's soul. I don't think he was singing in an autobiographical sense. But here's the round of applause just for him and the rest of the guys who've been with us as we actually return to Los Angeles to actually greet the legend that actually is Phil Lianus. Just in case you're wondering, Phil Lianus, is he the chap who's actually featured on the jingle then? Is he the person who actually regularly gets a whole sort of series of mentions and has been mentioned in such delights as...
Phil Lianus, Ilana Rain, and Dean Hagland in downtown Los Angeles. Alex Leftuke, Ed Wellman, Nicola Clancy, and Tasha Turney in downtown Lincoln, England. What's not to love, especially if you're measuring time via the Mayans?
Yes! Phil Lianus lying down in a darkened room. How's it going, Phil? Have you enjoyed the last little respite of the last 2.5 hours before you pick up the mantle that we have hopefully sort of carried for you for a wee while in this little expanded scenario here and lead us into the successful conclusion of our myathon?
Well, you know, Alex, I'm sure you can attest to this. When you take a little bit of a break, focus can get lost.
This is true.
As soon as we went on a break,
yes.
Someone—I'm not going to say who.
Uh-huh.
It might have been Dean.
Yes.
Got up from the mixing board and disconnected some cables, and it took me 30 minutes to get everything set up again so that we could carry your mic.
Oh.
So much of this break has been figuring out how to carry your show on our link, but we got it, and so for the past 2 hours. I've been monitoring that the people in our chat room are, in fact, enjoying the conclusion of the Siren FM portion of the Mayan Marathon.
And have they, Phil? I mean, this is a crucial question. Have they?
Well, they certainly have been enjoying themselves in the chat room. I can tell that.
Mm.
It's a spirited, ongoing discussion on a wide range of topics.
Mm.
So I think that even if they aren't directly referring to what's going on in the show, it's a sign that after a long, long night and maybe even
day before the long night, these people are being entertained and being kept energized by what they're hearing.
I'm really not sure whether I should press this button, Phil, but I'm going to gamble and say, well, you know, think of this as delayed gratification. But for us in Lincoln, England, it's...
Zebedee arrived. Time for bed, I think, he said. Already, said Florence.
Yes, you see, that's the message. Quite clearly it's coming out. But Nicola Clancy's here, our very own Zebedee.
Hello!
Yes! It's fantastic. Ah, yeah, we're ready for another 24 hours. No,
hey.
Did I? Yay! Celebrate good times in every way, shape or form. How many hours have you got to go, Phil?
We will have, after this, I was 15 hours. We have 15 hours.
Oh,
we're
going
to be going. We're going to be going over to Ethan Dettmeyer for his show. May the Forbes be with you, with Derek Forbes.
Nice.
The best bass player
exactly.
ever to come out of Scotland. Maybe
yeah.
the best rock and roller.
Simple
ever
Minds.
To come out of Scotland.
Yeah.
And then for the first hour of Combat Radio, which will feature yours truly as one of the co-presenters.
I like the husky voice, Phil. That's very good. I like the way you've actually gone for that gravelly. It's almost Lee Marvin-esque, almost. Do you want to do Wandering Star for us?
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
I was born under a wandering star.
Wow.
Do I know where hell is? Hell is in hello. Heaven is goodbye forever. It's time for me to go. You surely can sing along with that.
That should be the theme song to the American Dream Team, and I think when they come back from their hiatus, you should... take that very issue up with
us. We didn't see Jodie at all. You know, we said to Jodie Ann Fenn, the featured of a Fenn's features in the calendar. No, by the way, I have a calendar for you, Nicola. Now you've arrived. Yep, you joined us for the after show party. We can party on.
So tell me, Alex, was this marathon easier as a veteran broadcaster, or was it easier in the days?
Why, well, you young pups?
Third hour.
I think it was... They tend to be much less. As you actually do more of them, you tend to be able to work out the things to do and the things not to do. For instance, in the category labelled quite clearly things not to do, taking short breaks, you know, not great. You know, because the body sort of thinks, it's over, and then doesn't realise, back on. It's best to, if you can, use water. Also, sometimes actually taking any artificial stimulants, and I'm talking caffeine, I'm talking tannic acid, etc. My sole liquid intake has been water, supplemented by, effectively, some fantastic cocktail sausages, well, four of those, and of course the bioquinone Q10 coenzyme supplements, which, as we said, natural supplements work woo, and that sort of keeps us going. So those are all the things which have actually helped. Planning, I think, helps. I think we've pretty much scored well in terms of the way it's been laid down. As I say, as things were developing over the months because of circumstances, Phil was working on a heck of a movie and it was just a whole stressful thing. We realised we had to pick up the bulk of our kind of areas from this point of view. I think Ilana was a tad confused at times, but bless her, when is she not? And that's something we love about Ilana, as indeed her top composer, musical composer, actually said, sometimes we feel, I think his line was, with Ilana, he always feels that she's testing him, you know, she's testing him, you know, academically and with his whole world experience before she actually sort of says, we'll go with it.
There is a little bit of an intimidating factor in that, because you aren't quite sure. You aren't quite sure whether she's testing you or not.
Yes.
I will say this. Boy, she prepared.
Yes.
She prepared. I mean, you know, your Chill Pack Hollywood Hour flies by the seat of its pants. That's how we do
it. I'd never noticed that, Phil.
Whether it's 28 hours long or an hour long. But to have Miss Ilana Raine here really prepared her heart out, it's refreshing and, at the same time, I would think for her, quite frustrating.
I think we should give Ilana a round of applause. And that comes from Luke Carradine as well, and, of course, the Battlestar Galactica fan club president, who was also connected. So, you know, it's fantastic stuff and that sort of stuff. Heaven only knows if we got her French recommendation, who was actually dealing with world conspiracy theories. But it'll happen. It'll happen. Any fave bits from yourself, Phil, while you've been either sort of chilling out in the darkened room, effectively sort of soaking up what was occurring here, or sort of prior to this, any bits you managed to... I mean, we loved the time when Dean almost unplugged the camera out whilst we were speaking to him. I thought that was very good. I liked the white flash. That was very impressive from your end.
Oh, no, he did. I understood that you experienced a little bit of technical difficulty shortly after speaking with him.
Yeah.
And we did as soon as he returned to us. So as we chastised him, he had brought conversations on two continents to an abrupt halt.
Well, he's Canadian. Oh, sorry, Cameron, because we know on the other side of Canada you've been working your heart out to actually make sure that your artists were well represented and put together. So, you know.
But I think my favorite thing has been to follow along people in the chat room and to realize that, in fact, people were monitoring both shows simultaneously.
Yes, I was pleased with that.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was kind of...
Penny, for instance. She was, as we said, a whirling dervish. You know, we thought, oh, well, she's going to go chill pack Hollywood. No, she's back with us. She heard our reference. It was very wonderful, you know. It was like multitasking carried to almost insane levels, but she managed to cope, you know, probably because she's female. There we are. Sorry, Nicola, but it's just all of those things. I know you can do it, you know. It's juggling plates.
She is a bit of a dervish. She's quite... she's got quite the energy. And does a lot of good things with it. I mean, she's a very active woman.
It's very true. So, as the time begins to arrive, well, we will be saying those happy trails questions for last time, because we've still got this little final piece with Mike Dooley to wrap up, because I felt it's important that we have his thoughts. And it's a slightly longer interview. It's 8 minutes 19 seconds, which will take us up to the news. And then, of course, Sharon Harriman will be getting into the chair, always assuming that Ian Mills and or Andrew David will be able to come in and press the right button, because much as I love Sharon, she's a great person, particularly she's dressed as Santa Claus. Very good. The fact of the matter is I'm not going to be tech-hopping for her for the next 2 hours. That's just not going to happen. Yeah, sorry. Because, you know, things to do, places to see. She does a great show, you know, but she deserves to actually sort of drive the whole thing herself. Plus, she's got another Alex on, and it would be very confusing. Got an Alex musician sort of person that she sort of grabbed. She's fine. Sounds as though I was a bit bitter there, doesn't it? Sounds as though I'm reluctant to get... No, I'm not. She's great. Nicola, what have you enjoyed about the show?
Well, I wish I could have heard a lot more of it and been here.
That's why we'll have 25 special podcasts going up in the new year.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Exactly. No music, but you can pick up some of those glorious routines.
It's just been great talking to all the different people, being here, like, till, 20 to 1 last night. It was just fantastic. Seeing Graham again and Dave
Steve
in here
Court's
yesterday.
Performance. Dave Milling, our very own laughing sergeant.
Oh, he was fantastic. Jeez. So, yeah, brilliant people. Everyone's fantastic. You've done superbly, both of you.
As we said, a celebration of the Myathon. And as I say, Phil, that's why we were part of this team. So, dare we ask those last two questions? Have you had an interest? I'll put the same questions that I put to Mike Dooley. Phil Leonis, co-host extraordinaire of Chilpack Hollywood, ace director, have you had a reasonably interesting 5,175 years?
Alex, these 5,175 years have merely been prologue.
So can we look forward to connecting with you in the next 5,175 years?
Absolutely. I go where the fun is, and the fun will lead me as many times as possible back to the midweek drive.
Well, you see, it's heartwarming. You know, I feel as though it's like I'm almost getting Gwyneth Paltrow moments there. You know, I'm thinking, no, perhaps not.
Gwyneth Paltrow almost ran me over in a crosswalk one time while applying her makeup.
Yeah.
In a rear-view mirror while driving.
Ooh,
now it comes out.
Woman.
You see, this is...
Oh, dear.
I'll have a word with Chris Martin, you know, clearly. Words need to be said with respect to that. You know, it can't be allowed to continue. That's the important thing. So there we have it then, Phil. You're geared up for that. Would you like to just do a little flag up for some of the wonderful things you've got if people wish to go and start going online and watching you and migrating across to take over the Chilpack Hollywood banner in full force? What sort of things can they expect to see in the remaining 15 hours, did we say?
Well, as I said, we're going to start with Ethan Dettenmeyer and his band of rascals over at LA Talk Radio. Did Ethan make an appearance?
Twice. Not once,
excellent.
Twice.
Excellent,
you know,
excellent.
We saluted him for it both times, did we not?
We certainly did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that that's one of my biggest disappointments, was that I didn't get to hear his contribution on your end of things. Oh. But look, this, we're going to be going hard. We've got guests planned. But I think the most important thing to keep in mind to get people to listen and to watch at justintv.com/ChilPackMayanMarathon is at 12 o'clock. We will have a Skype interview with a very special guest about feminism in films and the lack of good roles for women. And then at 1 o'clock, Alana Rain will be giving a report from the hot tub atop the roof.
Nice.
Overlooking the Mayan Theater.
Is that going to be on camera as well?
That will be on camera. Yeah, she'll be Skyping from the hot tub upstairs to us downstairs in the studio.
Yeah, so, Nicola, note for self, next time we do this, hot tub, okay?
Wow.
Yeah. You may say that we didn't plan things, but clearly we planned just enough.
It is always the way. Phil Leonis will return. We've got a final couple of bits of music to actually see us through for that whole setup. We've played our jingles, we've worked our way through that. Did you hear, by the way, the 2012 song? You heard that in full, I presume, Mike? Oh, Mike, you heard that in full, Phil?
Yes, you actually sent that to
yes,
me so that I could hear it in full. And I did not send it to you, but something else that people can look forward to, we had contributed to us what I believe to be the first ever post-apocalyptic Christmas song,
hey.
The 12 Days of Scavenging.
Mm.
So you can look forward to that
wow.
In the 15 hours upcoming on the Chilpack Mayan Marathon.
It's just one darn thing after another. Do you think Shirley Jones and the Partridge Family with the Christmas song? Shirley sadly couldn't make this particular piece, but she'll be back, I'm sure, in the very future. Will you be happy with that?
To have Shirley Jones? No, I would go back and do another Mayan marathon tomorrow if Shirley Jones was a part of
that's
it.
That's pretty much what she's all about. After this, as I say, Mike Dooley, a final sort of wrap-up from that point of view. Nicola, you enjoyed your contributions?
Oh, I've loved it. It's been brilliant. Right. I want to do it again.
Back again in the near future, I'm sure. And Ed?
Yeah, it's just been wonderful. Thank you, Alex, for leading us through it. Lovely family of people that we've got to talk to through the 25 hours. It's just been unforgettable.
Siren and
Ed is... Ed is stalwart,
he is.
Alex.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been referring to him on the show as your young protege. He is stalwart, and Alana Rain has quite a crush on him.
Yeah, I know. It's been made quite clear. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's almost got embarrassing at times.
It's been irritating the hell out of some of the male hosts on this end.
Yeah, I know. You know, these New Yorkers sometimes, you know, just pull it back. That's all we have to say. And you, Ilana, we love you. Oh well. So happy trails now, keep on keeping on. Happy Christmas, happy holidays, happy Mayathon. Say bye bye, Phil.
Happy Kwanzaa, Alex.
Their eyes all aglow.